Today we're going to be doing the 20th Psalm, Perek Kaf. This is a very famous Mizmor Tehillim, and like some of the famous ones, we say them so many times that it just goes right over our heads, forgetting what it really stands for. So we're going to try to make some sense about this. The Medrash tells us as follows. Medrash Shachar tells about this Mizmor Tehillim. It says, a father and a son walked on the way, and the son was tired and exhausted, and says, when are we finally going to come to the what they call the Medina? The Medina means the city. Says his father to him, when you find the cemetery, you'll know that the city is nearby. It means when troubles are really, and you've come to nothing but Tzuris, you need to know that the Yeshua is nearby. Came the Rebbein Shalom and said to Yisrael, if you see that you are having relentless tzuris, at that time know, just around the corner, the Yeshua is there. And therefore, Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. I want you to pay attention to the fact that this is divided by Malbim. I divided it according to his approach on the sheets that you have. But a lot of the division has to do with the content. So you will see that this was actually a public prayer that was said apparently at the time of war. And so Chazal tell us. When David was out in the battlefield and those that were in the city were davening for thee. Now, nothing here indicates a particular time in David's life because this was not meant to be particularized. It is now taken for every Yom Tzara, every day of troubles when we say this, okay? There are some who argue that this was, as I said, originally a prayer for the welfare of the king and his victory in war, since he's the one that leads it. But the Masorah put this prayer into the mouths of every Jew. It is indicated also that one should say this, or the woman herself should say it, when she's having a difficult delivery. Remember that we call, before the coming of the Moshiach, we call them Chevle Moshiach, which means the pangs that come before Moshiach comes. So it's that agony right before the birth and that great Simcha that comes shortly thereafter. So Rashi is the one that tells us that David HaMelech was the one that composed it to be said before war. Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. May God answer you in the day of trouble. Yisagevcha Shem Elokei Yaakov. Now, the two halves seem to be, if you like, synonymous, saying something similar. But now we need to look a little bit closer at the word Yisagevcha. Misgav Ladach is usually indicated as he will support you. Rabbi Shimshon Rifael Hirsch wants us to recognize that the word nisgavi means high. Yisagevcha means you're down low and I'm going to lift you up. But why does it say by the name Shem Elokei Yaakov? The name of the God of Yaakov and not Elokei Yisrael. Or why do I use that instead of Yudke Vavke? Comes Rabbi Shimshon Rifael Hirsch and tells us as follows. Amongst the patriarchs, it is Yaakov whose entire life is a chain of troubles, and who, as a result, bequeathed to his people, along with his name, a hallmark that throughout our entire history of suffering, throughout all of the generations, we should know that the Rebbeinu Shlomo will be there and pull us out of it. So Yaakov represents, if you like, us under the heel of others. Mm-hmm. When you're under those horrific troubles and you're sort of like, hold on to the name. That name indicates that you recognize who it is. When you've conceptualized, when you understood what it is, when you finally grasped it, you can give it a name. And what was that name? Yaakov himself, upon returning after 22 years to Eretz Israel, after the rape of Dinah, after the death of Rachel, all of this happens as he comes back home, says to his household, Hakel ha'oneoti biyom tzarati, it is the God that answered me in the day of my troubles. So he points to the Ribbono Shel Olam as the one who will answer you, and because of that we call it Elokei Yaakov. Okay? Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, he will send the help that you need. Mikodesh. Now the question is, from where? Is it from on high? Yon Yisadeka, and he will support you. Sad is social support. It is something that you lean on, something that will be there by your side. Mitzion. Our question is, why are we saying that it's coming Mikodesh? Why is it coming from Tzion? Rashi tells us that the help will come from Beit HaMikdash, or possibly from the parallel sanctuary up on high. Why so? If you understand that the prayer took place in Yerushalayim while they were out in the battlefield, I want you to imagine today if you had a Atzeret Tefillah, if you had a gathering in front of the Kotel, you would say that the help is going to come from there. Why from there? Because that's where they were praying. Rabbi Shimshon Rifael Hirsch says no. The reason that help is going to come from there is because we, in all of our troubles, and no matter how far away we've always been, have always had our eyes towards Yerushalayim. We've never forgotten it, Imeshkachech Yerushalayim. We've also always yearned for the holy places. And we've yearned for the Ribbono Shel Olam to come back and bring us back to those places. And because we held on to it, that's why the help would come from there, okay? Comes Sfono and tells us as follows. Kodesh is from Midas HaRachamim. The help will come from Midas HaRachamim. And what he's doing is, he's looking at the first line of the poem. Yamcha Hashem biyom tzara, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Midas HaRachamim, and is directly over, he will send the help, Mikodesh. Kodesh, the holy name, meaning the Shem Havaya, the Midas HaRachamim. He will do it not necessarily because you deserve, but out of his love for us. Umitzion, he says, because of the sanctity, because of what we did to make it sanctified. It was not merely that the Ribbono Shel Olam put his name on it. Remember that he said that that would be the place where he would put his name, and that's Tzion. But because we did everything we could to build it. So in a sense, it was the place in which, if you like, heaven and earth would be joined. That's why it would come from there. Yisko kol minchotecha. He will remember all of your, and a mincha is an offering, a sacrifice. Olatcha yedashne sela. Strange that we would think that he should remember all of your sacrifices. Rashi says, no, it's the tefillas. Those sacrifices were only important to the degree that they came with kavanah. But others argue, no. He will remember all the real sacrifices you made. The mincha is actually not only a tefillah, it's a gift. It's the tzedakah that you did. Olotcha is an olah offering that's made for your kavanot, for your thoughts. God knows what you've done. He will remember what you've done, the good deeds that you've done, and also your intentions and your faith. And now comes that crazy word, yedashne. Mazed deshen. Some say that the word deshen means the fat ones, and so says Rashi. He will accept them willingly, meaning your prayers, your intentions, your good deeds, as if they were fat offerings. Chazak and Mitzudat David and Hirsch argue that the word deshen refers not to the fat, but to the residue from the burned offerings. It is, in fact, the ashes. That puts a whole different put on it. It's the ashes. They argue that the reason is that when the Ribon Shel Olam wants your offerings, a fire came out from heaven and burned them, and all that was left was the ashes, indicating that he accepted them. But Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch points out that there is something called Tomat Hadeshen. When the Kohen would come in the morning to bring the Olat HaTamid, he would collect the ashes and the fat that drips on it together. They did not cast it away. It was put at next to the side of the Mizbeach for one day. It would be removed afterwards. And as a result, he says, what it does is it says, yesterday is not completely gone. The residue of yesterday is still here, even as I bring something new to it. I'm building up on what was yesterday. So the notion, is, as a result, is the Ribbono Shel Olam will remember. He will give you credit for your deeds, you understand? And as a result, he preserves them. He doesn't cast them out. Yesterday was yesterday, and today is today. Mm-hmm. What was carries over to today. Okay, now comes that insane word, if you like, Sella. We talked about it in the past. Some say it means forever, and I think some of your translations will do that. Some say that Sella is nothing more than a flourish, some sort of musical flourish at the end of it, indicating the end of a stanza. And that's the position that the Malbim took. Yiten lecha kilvavecha. He will give you according to your own heart. Not what's in your heart, but according to your own heart, meaning with the degree of your sincerity, with the degree of your emune, that's how you receive. As I told you, some say the word Sela is forever, and therefore don't divide. Gimel Dalet and Hey. They see this as a continuation of the prayer. V'kol atzatcha yemale. And all of your plans, your designs, your ideas, he will fulfill. Because we can't complete our plans. We live only a short time. We have grand schemes. We get started and Ribbono Shel Olam finishes. This is not to say that he will fulfill all of your thoughts. You remember what we daven normally? And this, by the way, Hadak tells us this on the basis of the Medrash. He says, for a perfect person, we could say, Yiten Hashem kilvavecha, may God give you like your own heart. Mm-hmm. Presuming that his heart is a good heart, filled with goodwill and faith. Mm-hmm. But to perhaps a man who's not necessarily so good, who's even had bad thoughts, you don't want to say that God will give you what you thought. Mm-hmm. If I've thought horrible thoughts, if I'm filled with hatred, if I'm filled with vengeance, if God gives me what I think, mm-hmm. And therefore, what do we say? Yimashle Hashem kol mish'alotecha letova. May God fulfill all of your requests. Mm-hmm. Not your heart. Not your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Your requests. Because what we ask for and what we sometimes think are not necessarily the same. Now, the word male, says Radak, is to perfect. The Ribbono Shel Olam will perfect kol mish'alotecha. And now comes the chorus. No longer am I talking to you. May he do this for you. May he do this for you. Suddenly, we speak together, all of us together, and the choir sings. Neranana b'yishuatecha. We will sing and praise your salvation. Uveshem Elokeinu nidgol. And in the name of our God, we will nidgol. That will be our banner. What do you do with the flag? You raise it. You see the word degel gadol. So we will raise up, increase, call out, but it also means That's our hallmark. The name of Hashem is our hallmark. We are the people of God. And that's why we will sing. And then what do they say? The whole chorus together. Yemale Hashem kol mishalotecha. Because a moment ago we said, Yitel lecha kilfavecha. But what if in my heart I've got resentment? What if in my heart I got doubts? If God gives me back what I've got in my heart, Rabbeinu Shalom, it would be terrible. Therefore, what do they respond? May He fulfill all of your requests. Those are the actual, right, articulated requests. Now comes first person. Who's talking? Ata yadati. Now I know. Ki hoshia Hashem meshicho. How do I know? Something happened betwixt and between. Explains Rashi and the other Mefarshim that something happened. There was a victorious battle and word came to Yerushalayim. We managed to do this. The war ain't over. But there has been a major battle victory. They have, if you like, broken through what looked like a place where they were stuck and nothing budged. And now it happened. If that's the case, there's a turnaround. This is a major victory. And therefore, who is saying this? The leader. The leader who is davening the Baltfila says, Ata yadati, now I know, because a messenger just came. Ki hoshia Hashem mishicho, the Ribbono Shelolam had saved his anointed one. Who's the anointed one? It is David. Yanehu mishmei kotsho, he will continue to answer him from the holy heavens. Begvurat Yesha Yemino. Gvura is victories with strength in which the Ribbono Shelolam will give to his right hand. In other words, David HaMelech's power is because of gifts that God has given him. And he has used him as his instrument. He is kivyachol the Ribbono Shelolam's right hand, and he has given it to him. It affirms, says Radak, for those who questioned David's legitimacy, for those who questioned his claim to the throne, that he was truly the chosen one. He's the one that the Ribbono Shelolam wanted. Ata yadati, now I know. I know not only that the Ribbono Shelolam saved him, but that he is Meshicho, the one that the Ribbono Shelolam wanted as king. Comes the next part. The good news has come. Please notice, plural suddenly. It's the chorus again. Eile barechev, ve'eile basusim, va'anachnu, b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. They, and it doesn't say what, rely on, trust on, worship the rechev, the chariots. In modern parlance, your bomber planes, your tanks, your submarines. Ve'ele basusim, and these are like horses. Va'anachnu, but as for us, and you see the pause there and the way it's written, and you don't see it inside here, but the word va'anachnu in the Te'amei HaMikra has a gigantic stress on it. It goes va'anachnu, it's a shalshelet. Va'anachnu, and as for us, and you're supposed to kind of like stretch it and say it all together. B'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. In the name of Hashem Elokeinu, we nazkir, we will remember, we will be remembered. We call out that name, we rely on that. To be maskil is like when you go to a Rebbe and you put your name on. I give him, but in what name? In the name of Hashem Elokeinu. Please notice, it's no longer Elokei Yaakov, it's no longer Hashem, it's now Hashem Elokeinu. Naskir. Hema, they, those are the ones that are relying on the Rechev, those that rely on the Susim. Hema Karau Venafalu. They were brought down to their knees and they fell. Brought down to the knees like a horse falling and falling off of the chariot. Va'anachnu. But we come to, we've risen up. If the rose up, it meant that for a moment ago, where were you?
Down.
You were down. It looked like you were losing this war. It looked like it was the end. Anachnu kamnu, we've arisen, venit odad. Le'oded somebody is to encourage them. Some say it is to be lifted. But Rabbi Shimshon Raphael here says that the shorish of the word comes from the word od. Od. More. More. You can go. You can go. Keep on going. And that's why it's that. And therefore the word nit'odad here does not mean we were encouraged. We will persevere. We'll keep on going. We'll rise up, dust ourselves off, and keep on going. Comes the next part. Presumably it's been, right, we've just indicated this faith. The war is not over. The war is not over. We've only won one
battle.
And therefore, back to the prayers. Hashem Hoshia, save. Doesn't say us. Hamelech Yaneinu Beyom Koreinu. The King of Kings will answer us on the day we call. In the Vulgata, the translation to the Latin, they divided this Hashem Hoshia Hamelech. Hashem save the King. And that's the source of the anthem, God Save the King. In fact, this is arguing that the King, the real King, is Hashem. And so unless you follow the Te'amim, it's Hashem Hoshia, God Save. Doesn't say whom. HaMelech Ya'aneinu, the King will answer us. Not David HaMelech, the Melech HaMalchei HaMlochim. Lecha Hashem, David HaMelech branched, Lecha Hashem HaMlucha, the kingdom is
yours.
Beyom Koreinu, on the day that we call, on that day and in the future.